Title: Ninth Circuit holds prior salary cannot justify wage differences. Content: Enacted in 1963, the Equal Pay Act prohibits differential payments between male and female employees doing equal work except when made pursuant to a seniority system, a merit system, a system which measures earnings by quantity or quality of production, or a fourth, catch-all exception for a differential based on any other factor other than sex. 29 U.S.C. Section 206, D. 1. These exceptions are affirmative defenses which the employer must plead and prove. In Rizzo v. Iovino, 2018 U.S. App, Lexis 8882, an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit considered whether an employee's prior salary was a permissible factor other than sex under the Equal Pay Act. Prior Ninth Circuit precedent held that the Equal Pay Act does not impose a strict prohibition against the use of prior salary. Kuba v. Allstate Insurance Co., 691F.2D 873, 878, Ninth Circle 1982. Under Kuba, employers were prohibited from using a factor which causes a wage differential between male and female employees absent an acceptable business reason. ID at 876. On April 9, 2018, a bare majority of the 11-judge en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit overruled Kuba and held that a legitimate factor other than sex must be job-related and that prior salary cannot justify paying one gender less if equal work is performed. Rizzo v. Iovino, 2018 U.S. App, Lexis 8882, at asterisk 15. Writing for the majority, the late Stephen Reinhart announced a bright-line rule that prior salary alone or in combination with other factors cannot justify a wage differential. ID at asterisk 5-6. Five judges concurred in the result, but disagreed with the majority's holding that prior salary can never suffice to constitute a factor other than sex sufficient to justify a wage differential. Background: Plaintiff Aileen Rizzo was hired as a math consultant by the Fresno County Office of Education in October 2009. Fresno County had a formal procedure that determined a new hire's starting salary by taking the new hire's prior salary, adding 5%, and placing the new employee on the corresponding step of Fresno County's stepped salary levels. In 2012, Rizzo learned that male colleagues had been hired as math consultants at higher salary steps, and filed a complaint alleging violation of the Equal Pay Act and derivative claims for sex discrimination under Title VII and the California Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA, as well as a claim for failure to prevent discrimination under FEHA. While it admitted that Rizzo was paid less than her male counterparts for the same work, Fresno County moved for summary judgment, arguing the discrepancy was based on Rizzo's prior salary, which was a permissible affirmative defense under the catch-all factor other than sex exception. The district court denied summary judgment because a pay structure based exclusively on prior wages is so inherently fraught with the risk that it will perpetuate a discriminatory wage disparity between men and women that it cannot stand. Rizzo v. Iovino, No. 1:14 CV 0423 MJS, 2015 WL 926-0587, at asterisk 9, ED Cal, December 18, 2015, vacated, 854F.3D 1161, 9th Circle, Ray G. N. Bank granted, 869F.3D 1004, 9th Circle 2017. Recognizing that denial of Fresno County's motion for summary judgment was tantamount to deciding liability in plaintiff's favor, the district court certified its denial for interlocutory appeal. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit vacated the denial of summary judgment on the basis that prior salary alone could constitute a factor other than sex under Kuba as long as use of that factor was reasonable and effectuated some business policy. Rizzo v. Iovino, 854F.3D 1161, 1166, Ninth Circle 2017. The Ninth Circuit unanimously reversed the three-judge panel's decision en banc and overruled Kuba. The majority relied on the legislative history of the Equal Pay Act and principles of statutory construction to conclude the exception for any other factor other than sex is limited to legitimate job-related factors such as a prospective employee's experience, educational background, ability, or prior job performance. Rizzo vs. Iovino, 2018 U.S. App, Lexus 8882, at asterisk 14. Allowing prior salary to justify a wage differential, in whole or in part, would perpetuate rather than eliminate the pervasive discrimination at which the act was aimed. ID, at asterisk 15. The majority reasoned that the Equal Pay Act was enacted to eliminate systemic discrimination.